91X News.
It's minus 5 and snowy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Renault. Slick roads continue to be an issue in this region. OPP in Hastings counties were again on Highway 62 at Townsend Road early this morning after a tractor-trailer slid off the road and blocked traffic. The situation has now been cleared up. The job end can be a stressful time for soon-to-be college graduates, but statistics show that loyalist grads have an edge in the market. According to the college's 2012-2013 Key Performance Indicator results, which are collected in an annual survey measuring performance of the province's 24 colleges, more than 88% of loyalist grads are working within 6 months of finishing school. Lindsay Carrick, with the college's Career Center, says knowledgeable faculty, top-of-the-line equipment, and small classes make loyalist grads competitive in the marketplace.
We consistently have employers who, come to us and say, I have hired a loyalist student and I want another.
The college's 18th annual career fair is on tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the gym. Late last night around 9 p.m., Belleville Fire Department was called to a house fire on Pringle Drive. Fortunately, all residents were able to escape with only minor injuries. Two people were taken to Belleville General Hospital to be treated for smoke inhalation, but all were allowed to return to the premises once the blaze was tamed. The cause of the fire is still unknown. A Barrie man faces multiple charges following an investigation into alleged sexual assaults at a specialized private school in central Ontario during the 1980s. South Simcoe police say they began an investigation in October after a woman alleged she was the victim of multiple sexual assaults while she attended Bay Point Academy in Innisfil. The academy, which bordered on Lake Simcoe, specialized in students with delayed developmental and identified learning disabilities. It's alleged the victim was repeatedly sexually assaulted by a teacher while living at the school in 1986. Police say one other victim was identified and interviewed during the investigation, who alleges she was repeatedly sexually assaulted by the same suspect while living in the school between 1985 and 1988. Juan Carlo Marquis, 49, faces 8 charges, including 3 counts of sexual assault, 1 count of sexual intercourse with a person under 14, and 2 counts of sexual intercourse with a person between the ages of 14 and 16. The appearance of Education Minister at a Gay-Straight Alliance meeting in an Edmonton high school is drawing criticism. Gordon Dirks showed up yesterday at a Victoria School of Performing and Visual Arts. One student later criticized the minister for asking why there aren't any boys in the club. David Heyman, Dirk's press secretary, was at the meeting and says he felt it was positive and open experience.
He was there to listen to students, and the minister is a big advocate for safe and caring student environments in schools, and the minister was happy to just sit and listen to what the students had to say.
Dirks tweeted after the meeting that it was a good chat about student life, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans issues, and mental health. Liberal MLA Lori Blakeman, a passionate advocate of students' rights and supporter of students' rights to form Gay-Straight Alliances, criticized Dirks on Twitter, saying not everyone in the alliance was notified of his visit. The French government is drawing the line on satire as they charge edgy French comic Douane Mbala Mbala with defending terrorism. The comic made a Facebook post which said, "I feel like Charlie Kublai," combining the names of Charlie Hebdo, the satirical newspaper that was attacked by two gunmen, and Amedy Coulibaly, who is believed to have killed 4 people at a kosher grocery store. The post has since been taken down, but Douane has been convicted before for hate speech and even popularized a gesture that mimics a Nazi salute. Prosecutors have declined to file charges against former Power Rangers actor arrested in the stabbing death of his housemate in Southern California. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says prosecutors are asking for further investigation into the death. Ricardo Medina says he was defending himself.
I want to say I'm very, very, very sorry for what occurred. I'm very happy to be out of jail.
Authorities say Medina stabbed Joshua Suter in the midsection with a sword, then called 911 and awaited help. An investigation says there was a fight between the two, but it's unclear whether the stabbing was in self-defense. Britain's government has appointed a judge from New Zealand to lead a wide-ranging inquiry into alleged child sex abuse by powerful figures in British society. Home Secretary Theresa May told lawmakers on Wednesday that New Zealand High Court Judge Lowell Goddard will chair the inquiry aimed at finding out whether British public agencies, including the BBC, churches, and other political parties, had neglected or covered up allegations of child sex abuse from the 1970s to protect politicians and others in power. Goddard is the third person appointed chief of the troubled inquiry since it was announced in July. May's two previous choices both quit over perceived conflicts of interest. Support is building in Congress for increased U.S. military assistance to Jordan in the wake of the murder of Jordanian Air Force pilot by the Islamic State militant. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says Jordan's King Abdullah must be given all the military equipment he needs to combat the Islamic State group. Virginia's Tim Kaine, also a Democrat, tells MSNBC Wednesday morning that it was just absolutely painful to talk with the king about the death of 26-year-old pilot Muath al-Kabesh. Manchin tells MSNBC that Jordanians are willing to fight. Manchin was interviewed on the morning after the Jordan pilot was executed, after Jordan executed two al-Qaeda prisoners following the pilot's death. That's it for QNET News. Sports is next.
Five spaces. That means you land on Boardwalk. You owe me $1,000, Jack.
Yarr! That be all me plunder, ye scallywag! Yarr!
Why do we keep inviting him to our game nights?
If you don't want to play with guys like him, head on over to Scallywag Toys, 302 Front Street, Belleville. Buy and play board games, magic cards, Dungeons & Dragons, and Warhammer. For more info on games nights, visit scallywagtoys.ca.
Yarr! Walk the board!
Don't you mean plank?
Good afternoon. You're still with Tyler Renault, and here's sports. The Leafs are playing record-breaking hockey. Record-breakingly bad. The NHL-leading Nashville Predators beat the Leafs last night 4-3. Ex-Sent and current Mr. Underwood, Mike Fisher, did his part recording two assists. Nashville also relied on the contribution from the back end as Seth Jones and Shea Weber each potted a goal. Daniel Winnick, Nazem Kadri, and Mike Santorelli scored for Toronto, which is 0-9-1 over the last 10. Colin Wilson got the go-ahead goal at 11:08 of the third. Winnipeg Jets forward Evander Kane was a healthy scratch for Tuesday night's game against the Vancouver Canucks. There was no indication earlier that the 23-year-old Vancouver native would be watching from the press box in his hometown after he spoke with media on Tuesday morning. Kane, who played his junior hockey with the WHL's Vancouver Giants, has 10 goals and 12 assists in 37 games this season. The Jets have lost four straight in regulation heading into the Rogers Arena, with Kane a combined -7 to go along with no points over his last three outings. The Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2015 will include former big leaguer sluggers Carlos Delgado, Corey Koski, and former Blue Jay Matt Stairs. Longtime Montreal Expos manager Philippe Alou will also be inducted June 13th, along with sports writer Bob Elliott. Delgado had 8 consecutive 30 home run campaigns with the Toronto Blue Jays, while Stairs, a native of St. John's, New Brunswick, played 19 big league seasons and hit 265 career home runs. Koski, a native of Enola, Manitoba, spent 9 seasons in the major leagues and helped the Minnesota Twins reach the playoffs from 2002 through 2004. Alou was part of the Expos organization as a player, instructor, or manager for 26 of his 36 years in the big leagues. Elliott, a native of Kingston, Ontario, joined the Toronto Sun as a Blue Jays beat writer in 1987 and is currently the newspaper's baseball columnist. Does this guy even have a good foot? The NFL has suspended Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon without pay for at least a year after, again, violating the league's substance abuse policy. The ban begins immediately, and ESPN reporter Jeremy Fowler says there has been a strong reaction from Brown's front office.
It could be the end of Josh Gordon in the NFL. I mean, he's suspended for a year, and he's going to have to reapply for reinstatement and show that he's clean during that process. So it's going to be a long year for him to get that done.
The Calgary Flames have scored more goals in the third period than any NHL team. The Flames also lead the league in wins when trailing after two periods. Head coach Bob Hartley says his team's quickness late in game is an asset in its bid to make the playoffs.
I really believe that our speed is a definite factor in our success so far. Like, we're a team that can close quick on pucks, can counterattack. Like our transition game, I think, like our guys are really executing well.
Jaden Schwartz scored a beauty of a goal in overtime to give the streaking St. Louis Blues a 2-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Lightning center Steven Stamkos says, despite the end result, getting a point on the road against an elite team like St. Louis was a confidence booster.
I believe we can beat any team in the league. I think we showed that tonight, that we come into a rink like this and, outchance them, outshoot them. I thought we could have scored a couple times. We had some good grade A chances, but it wasn't going in for us tonight.
That's it for sports. Send us your team or league scores at the email of qnetnews@gmail.com. At 12:10, it's currently -5 and snowy. Expect around 5 centimeters tonight. Today. The snow will continue until the late evening with a low of -19. Tomorrow will clear up for a high of -11, but will feel like -26 with the wind chill. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tyler Renault. News on 91X next.